The number of people killed in alcohol-related car crashes in Mecklenburg County is going up, and the number of people convicted of DWI is going down. But the Charlotte City Council this month questioned whether it wanted to accept a nearly $190,000 grant to catch drunk drivers. In the second part of a series on how DWI convictions have plummeted in Mecklenburg County, WFAE's Steve Harrison looks at the city's role in making streets safer.
The city of Charlotte is part of an international program called Vision Zero. The goal, no traffic fatalities by 2030. At a city council meeting in mid-February, Mayor Vi Lyles introduced an item that's part of that overall plan.
Item 10, which is the Governor's Highway Safety Program grant for Traffic Safety Driving While Impaired Task Force.
Council members were being asked to accept nearly $188,000 in state money to help fund Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police's DWI Task Force, a team of seven that targets drunk drivers. But at-large council member Luana Mayfield was skeptical.
Since we have a need with the hiring and recruitment of officers, if this really is still the best need to have this particular task force.
In that meeting, a majority of council members voted to postpone the decision, although they voted Monday to accept the grant money. Mayfield and other council members' concerns illustrate how the Charlotte City Council is pushing to have no traffic deaths, but has been reluctant to embrace law enforcement's role in getting there. Emily Ferraro, a court monitor with Mothers Against Drunk Driving in North Carolina, says she's concerned if the council's hesitancy stemmed from not thinking DWI enforcement is important.
I do think that, you know, for some people, the whole DWI thing's like, you know, what's the big deal? I do know, I talked to friends of mine who are like, well, everybody does it.
The debate over accepting the money comes as the number of alcohol-related car crash deaths in Mecklenburg County is increasing, with 100 combined deaths in 2020 and 2021. Meanwhile, the number of people convicted of DWI in Mecklenburg has plummeted to the lowest in the state based on population. No other county is close. Over the last 4 years, Mecklenburg has had 38 DWI convictions per 100,000 people. Wake County has had nearly four times as many. The state overall, nearly six times as many convictions. In recent years, the criminal justice system in Mecklenburg County has taken a lighter approach to public safety. The number of arrests and citations by CMPD went down by more than half, from 2009 to 2021. And District Attorney Spencer Merriweather has said he won't prosecute people for low-level drug offenses. Ferraro says she understands that, to a point. But when it comes to DWI?
I don't think there is a silver lining. I would like to think that, you know, from a law enforcement perspective, that's being enforced. And then that follow through comes all the way down the line through, you know, our district attorney's offices and our court systems that, you know, people are held accountable if they are charged with that particular crime.
Mayor Pro Tem Braxton Winston supported postponing the vote on the DWI grant, though he later voted for it. He says the city should focus on better street design and transit when trying to reduce DWIs.
Our mobility plan and the investments that need to be made in our neighborhoods are so important, right? Honestly, one way you cut down on drunk driving is if you don't have people driving to drink and they're using alternate modes of transportation. So I think that is something that is more directly in our purview.
And Winston says there are other things city council can do, such as eliminating or reducing the number of parking spaces businesses are required to have under city regulations.
Why do we have parking minimums or parking regulations at bars that say that you have to have a certain amount of parking? That doesn't seem like it fits other priorities, like, for instance, Vision Zero.
But the problem with relying on street redesign is that it's a gargantuan task. The city has been working to make streets slower and safer for 20 years. It's only redesigned 21 miles of city streets. At that rate, it would take about three centuries to redesign the nearly 300 miles of thoroughfares in the city.
I don't think we're going to redesign all our roads by 2030, certainly.
That's Angela Berry, who oversees the Vision Zero program with the Charlotte Department of Transportation. She says law enforcement, including the DWI task force, is critical.
When I say DWI enforcement is important, to me, it seems very important that our officers have that ability and, in this case, even a dedicated, you know, group of officers who conduct patrols on a routine basis.
10 years ago, Corey Favor lost her mother and sister in a drunk driving crash in Matthews. It was the day after Christmas.
A drunk driver went past the light where the Fuddrucker used to be and swerved and missed hitting a car full of college students. I think there was 5 students in there, missed that, going 75 miles an hour, and increased his speed and hit my mom and sister head on, going 85 miles per hour.
Favor speaks at high schools about the dangers of drunk driving. She says it's frustrating that enforcing DWI laws doesn't seem to be a priority.
I don't know how much of it is because of money to prosecute people, but I know there's money. There's money. It just depends on what people decide is important.
Favor says she hopes politicians, police, prosecutors, and judges work together to lower drunk driving. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.